Ram Ram, Discourse 14 by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji Maharaj. If a devotee leaves behind two thoughts, this should happen, this should not happen, and obeys God's command in doing his work, then he can easily attain God. He can easily attain liberation and supreme welfare. Ramayana says, Kabahu kari karuna nardehi det ish binu hetu sanehi. The ever-compassionate God on its own, out of his graciousness, without any reason, gives beings a human body. He showers his graciousness so that human beings can attain their supreme God. May man attain his salvation. With such sentiment, God bestows that human body. Hence, from God's side, he has resolved to uplift man. But man gets caught in the web of, it should happen like this, it should not happen like this, and gets caught in its bondage. And this is what is called desire. The renunciation of desire that Gita talks about means giving up these two things. It should happen this way, it should not happen this way. By renouncing all the desires in this way, human beings will not have any association with this world. And then by God's grace and by God's resolve, he will surely be uplifted, undoubtedly. It is God's nature to shower his grace without any cause. Binu hetu sanehi. Hence it is God's resolve that man should be uplifted. God's resolve is always true, ever existent and self-evident. Therefore, man doesn't have to do anything for his welfare. Only one thing has to be done, that they don't interfere in God's work by saying, it should happen this way or it should not happen this way. Remove this interference, then his upliftment will happen automatically. This should happen, this should not happen, doesn't solve any purpose. Because even if one desires this should happen, then does it happen? And if one desires this should not happen, then will it not happen? All brothers and sisters should think about it, that whatever we desire, does it happen? And whatever we don't desire does not happen. Is it not true? Till now, nobody can say that all their wishes have come true. Then how can it happen now? Everybody see their own lives. Whatever we have desired, has it ever happened that way? Things we have not desired, have they not happened? Did you have any such experience in your whole life? Hence, what has our desiring done? They have only created an obstacle in attaining God. It has only created obstacle in all things which we term as enlightenment, God's love, God's grace, supreme welfare, upliftment, liberation, etc., and nothing else. People say, you are right, but still such desires keep coming in the mind. What should we do? I will tell you one thing. Things that happen are not to be blamed. But when one does something, then he gets the blame. Like if it rains or it does not rain, do people blame us? Are we responsible for it? Things which naturally happen, we have no obligation towards them. Hence, even when the mind says it should happen like this or it should not happen like this, just ignore it and say, no, we are not supposed to keep such desires. Never ever are we supposed to think like this. If you are fully determined in this thought, then desires will go away. This thought should always stay in our mind. Whatever God desires should happen, and whatever God doesn't want should not happen. Meri chahi mat karo मैं मूर्ख अज्ञान, तेरी चाही में प्रभु है मेरा कल्याण. इवन इफ डिजायर्स कम अप, देन रिक्वेस्ट गॉड, ओ गॉड, प्लीज डोंट डू वॉट एवर आई डिजायर. नारद जी वॉन्टेड टू मैरी, सो वॉज ही एबल टू डू दैट? ही इवन आस्क गॉड, देन गॉड सेड, आई विल डू वॉट एवर इज बेस्ट फॉर यू. जे विधि होए परम हित, नारद सुनहु तुम्हार, सोई हम करब न आन कछु, वचन न मृषा हमार. नारद जी हैड गिवन हिमसेल्फ टू गॉड, हेंस इवन इफ ही आस्क्ड फॉर इट, गॉड डिडंट गिव हिम. हेंस व्हाई आस्क फॉर इट एंड लूज रिस्पेक्ट, बिकॉज गॉड ऑलवेज डज हिज ओन विल. व्हेन ही didn't listen to his best devotee, then why will he listen to us? Then why to say? We will keep our respect if we will not desire anything. When Hanumanji returned after finding Sita and gave her message, Lord said, what can I give you? I have nothing to give. Hence I am indebted to you. Same way, if one doesn't ask anything from God, then God will become indebted. Like if you come to know that this saint or hermit doesn't need anything, then you will think of giving him something. May he take something from us. This thought will naturally come to your mind. Same way it comes to God's mind, that those who don't need anything from me, I grant them welfare. One saint said, this has been used by us, experienced by us. Then ask your mind, what do you need? Reply back from mind, nothing. Ask again, tell me what do you need? Nothing. Doing this repeatedly with your mind will remove all desires. We don't need anything, as God has already arranged for food and clothes. If we are alive, then we will automatically get all the things required to live. Then why do we desire? All of us want happiness and no sorrow in life. But have we met even a single person who has no sorrow in his life and only happiness? Hence, make God desire your own desire. Whatever God is doing is for our own benefit. It should happen this way and it should not happen this way. This is bondage. If this is removed, then everything is God's bhajan. Making God's desire your own desire and not having any separate desires is the real worship. If we keep in our mind it should happen, it should not happen, then it will create an obstacle in our worship. I met one saint who said, whatever I desire, it happens. We asked, Maharaji, how come whatever you desire happens? He said, I don't have any desire of my own. I have made God's desire my own. Now whatever he does, same thing I desire. So whatever happens, we wish for that only. Hence, whatever happens, happens as per our wish only. Ram kin chahi soi hoi, kare anyatha aas nahi koi. Hence, a devotee should never desire for anything. Udho man maane ki baat, daakh chohara chhaadi amrit phal, विश कीरा विश खा दूधो मन माने की बात. जो चकोर को दे ये कपूर कोई, तजी अंगार अघात. मधुब करत घर कोर काठ में, बांधत कमल के पात. दूधो मन माने की बात. जो पतंग हित जान आपनो, दीपक सो लपटात. सूरदास जा को मन जासो, त ताको सोई सुहात उधो मन माने की बात कहाँ कहो छबु आज की भले बने हो नात तुलसी मस्तक तब न में धनुष बाण ले हाथ उधो मन माने की बात मुरली मुकुट दुराय के नाथ भये रघुनाथ लखी अनन्यता भक्ति की जन को कियो सनाथ उधो मन माने की बात नारायण।